my daughter had to appear in court on an important financial matter. She had a whole army of friends and family praying for her that the issue would be settled that particular day, once and for all. One day of court time, starting at 8:30 in the morning, should have been sufficient to resolve the problem permanently. But the judge delayed the matter until first 1:30 and then 3, then 3:30, leaving 45 minutes of court time to hear both sides of the issue. The matter ended up being postponed for another 6 weeks. The delay cost her a full day of court time, which was, of course, very expensive. We were all disappointed. Hadn't we prayed earnestly? Didn't God hear our prayers? The next day, my Bible reading brought me to Psalm 94. Verses 9 and 10 say, "He who planted the ear, does he not hear? He who formed the eye, does he not see?" God was so clearly saying to me, I saw every minute of what happened in that courtroom. I heard every word of every prayer that everyone prayed that the matter be settled once and for all. His ears and his eyes were open. But it was plain that God had a different plan from ours. What do you do when God so clearly says no to your prayer? Give up on him? Try to solve the problem yourself? That's certainly our natural reaction. I believe we have to presume he is saying wait and place the whole issue back in his hands for his solution in his timing. I'm reminded of that well-known verse in Psalm 27:14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Dear Lord, I'm waiting and trusting that you know best. Please strengthen my heart.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.